If you write books or plays or newspaper articles, the Pulitzer Prize, almost a century old, is the award to win. This week, the Pulitzer Board announced the winner and two runners-up in each category. And while most of the press goes to the press, this year in particular to the Washington Post and the Guardian for all their Edward Snowden-enabled coverage of the NSA, Studio 360 is more interested in the winners and almost winners in the artistic categories. Joining me to talk about them is Rachel Syme, former books editor for NPR and a contributor to The New Yorker, The New York Times, and New York Magazine. Rachel, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me.
So Donna Tartt, she won the fiction prize for her novel Goldfinch. How come? And was it correct?
I think it was correct. Donna Tartt is a beautiful writer and a writer of epic scope. She first came into public consciousness a long time ago with
as a
wunderkind out of Bennington with her novel The Secret History, which I think is just a perfect work of fiction. And I almost feel that the award for the Goldfinch is almost a lifetime achievement or a retrospective award looking
back
all the way.
Even though she's not an old person.
No, she's still very young.
Well, and this is only Goldfinch is only her third novel.
But I think one thing that's notable about it was that it was popular. Often the Pulitzer doesn't go necessarily to the most popular book of the year, but The Goldfinch seemed like the novel of the year last year and even heading into this one.
Yeah, the obscure didn't do so well. I mean, the one of the other finalists in that category was The Sun by Philip Meyer, which I read and is a terrific novel, also gigantically long, also sold really well. So they seem to be going in the direction of the non-esoteric.
This year, anyway. I'm really glad it went to Donna Tartt, though.
Because?
Well, I think that book is beautiful. Gender solidarity. I was really happy that a lot of the artistic prizes this year went to women. A lot of the journalistic prizes went to men.
Well, in the drama category, the winner and all the finalists are women. Annie Baker won for The Flick. Madeline George was a runner-up for The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence. And Lisa Krohn and Janine Tesori for Fun Home. And there's also this weird incestuous connection between the two of those women grew up together near each other in Western Mass. Two of them are married.
Yeah, it does seem a little inside baseball in that way. But I think that Annie Baker, you know, clear front runner. I would have picked Annie Baker by a mile.
I think
she's incredibly talented.
And you saw The Flick as well?
I saw The Flick. I've seen actually every play Annie Baker's ever done. I'm a big fan of hers.
And another work that's really long. It's like a 3.5-hour play, right?
Yeah, all about the power of the movies and why the movies on film reel should be preserved as opposed to everything going digital.
And it's somewhat funny, right?
Very funny.
It seems like somehow in theater this year, it's like, whoa, comedy's okay. Whereas in fiction, not so much.
Yeah, I wouldn't say The Goldfinch is a particularly funny book.
No, or The Sun.
No, not definitely not The Sun.
Do you think that women in the literature and letters category did so well that we're making up for past sexism, or it was entirely on merit?
Well, I'd like to say as a feminist that it would be on merit completely, but I think that there is a sense of acknowledgement of the fact that in the past it hasn't necessarily been very balanced in terms of gender. I mean, every year these Vita statistics come out about bylines and big publications and awards that are given of this caliber and what the gender breakdown is, and it's just been shown that women haven't historically been winning them. And so I think at this point anything that goes to women is a win.
This year's Pulitzer Prize winner for music was John Luther Adams for his piece Become Ocean, which we're hearing now. Now, John Luther Adams is not to be confused with the famous composer John Adams, who was also a finalist this year. And John Luther Adams is a longtime environmental activist. This piece is about the melting polar ice caps and climate change. The biography award went to a book about Margaret Fuller, the 19th century revolutionary and feminist. And then there was the Snowden NSA coverage that controversially got a prize. So I guess the cabal running American media really is just a bunch of left-wingers.
Maybe. It's all about climate change and secrets from the NSA and 19th century feminist activists.
Looking at all the winners and finalists, it seems like, as I suggested earlier, epic seems to be doing well. Is that a Pulitzer thing, or is that just what's happening now in the kind of literary theatrical zeitgeist, do you think?
I think it's really interesting that it is happening in the zeitgeist, because you have the two extremes happening in culture. There's this lack of attention span that people seem to have because of the internet.
The 140 character thing.
Yeah, the sort of just you have time to read a tweet and that's all you have during the day. But then when people are turning to books, they're turning to these, you know, 750, 1,000 page tomes, and people keep reading them. I mean, the best-selling book the year before last was the Robert Caro's, you know, I think that one was 1,100 pages.
As somebody who writes for magazines and does broadcasting, do you feel as though the Pulitzers need to be updated to accommodate other media?
Absolutely. I think that they could certainly include broadcasting categories. I think there could also be something that acknowledges the internet. One of the things that the internet has brought us is this amazing new age of essayists. And I would love to see a Pulitzer for maybe a first essay collection as well.
Columbia University Pulitzer Prize Committee, you heard Rachel Syme. Do what she says. Rachel Syme is the former books editor of NPR and a contributor to The New Yorker, The New York Times, and New York Magazine. So, listeners, what do you think? In the Pulitzers this year, who was robbed or who unjustly won? Tell us in a comment at studio360.org.